Okay, so I got a few minutes to talk, you guys, and I wanted to talk about something. And this is going to sound so crazy to say, but I read this book, and the book was saying, well, I didn't read a book, actually. I listened to the author who wrote the book. And there was this rule, it's the 5-second rule, and she's saying, if you don't do something in the first 5 seconds of the conception of the idea, you're not going to do it. It's literally a dead plan. And I remember hearing about this lady in like 2016, 2017. And I remember I started to do what she said. And I remember just how prosperous and happy I was when I did that. Even the bad things still turned out, worked out good just because I did that. And I'm now running into that again. I forgot about that idea. And I'm now running into it again. And I'm at the mindset where I'm like, I say the first six minutes for me personally, because I remember one time I looked at my clock and I timed it and it took me 6 minutes, especially from the time that I got up to the time my foot hit the floor. The first 6 minutes of something that you really want to do it. So I've been having this one thought process. I decided I wanted 2020 to be like the year of like me being honest with myself. And then I also wanted to adapt another person's mindset in conjunction with the 5-second rule. The other person's mindset is they're like, if everything bad keeps coming your way, flip it and find the good in it and let that be the way you train your mind. And when she said that, I was like, what? So if someone slapped you, find a good in that? So she was talking about it and like, this is my example, it's not her example. And when she was talking about it, she was saying, anything bad that comes your way, find the good in it. So in my head, I was like, so if someone slaps me, what's the good in that? Like, I was trying to practice this, right? And the only answer that really came to my mind was, well, they touched me. Were they ugly or pretty? That's the only thing I could think of. Anyways, so from a time that I saw that, that I like to get up in the morning and listen to like inspirational and motivational speeches from women, because I feel like, why I listen to a motivational speech from a man? Like, a man don't know my hardships. So when these motivational female speakers speak, they speak about day-to-day things that affect sisters. And I like to listen to it because I'm like, it don't matter if they white, black, Spanish, they still a woman. Now, when I need to like narrow it down, then I'll be like, okay, I want to hear from a sister about a specific topic. But for the most part, when I listen to motivational women and their speeches and how they literally like get through things and get over things and then come back and talk about it, I was like, oh yeah, oh yeah. So the moral of this little rant here is, find a good in everything. Find something that you can, I guess, is it called thumbnail? You could thumbnail like to your brain and like that'll be the thing. So a lot of crazy stuff is happening right now. And honestly, I should not be finding the good in them, but I really practiced what that lady said. And I've been finding a good in it. The other day, I remember I was doing my training and I had like 27 modules and didn't know how I was going to finish it. And I told myself, just see yourself graduate, and these modules can't be it. You know, see yourself graduating. And I did. Today, I graduated, people. Yes. And I'm not going to say no more about that. But I try to practice what they say. So lately, another thing that I try to see myself doing is see myself in a happy and healthy relationship with myself. And I remember telling myself, I remember saying, self, what is the requirement for you to be happy? And you know what the answer was? Guess what the answer was. I ain't had a motherfucking clue. I didn't know what myself wanted. I didn't. And then I had to come back and say to myself again, yeah, I'm talking about myself in third person. I had to come back and say to myself again, what do you really want? And then it brought me on a journey of realizing everything that I've wanted is what is told to me that is normal. I'm supposed to want a husband. I'm supposed to want kids. I'm supposed to want a house. I'm supposed to want a Benz. I'm supposed to want 30, 40 acres and wealth and money, and that's supposed to be happiness. But when I really like dug and I dug deep, I realized I want all of that. But my picture perfect view is not that. My picture perfect view is a partner that loves me and doesn't matter the sexual like orientation of them. And when I started thinking like that, I was like, damn, this is really fucking far out, because that could lead me to a lot of places. We have so many combinations of things out there these days that what if I meet somebody that was born a woman but turned a man? Like, I really started thinking, and I'm like, I started to realize I really care what other people think, because I'm like, what if I found myself in that scenario? Not to say that I would turn a person away. I would date. I date who makes me happy. But it just got me thinking about life and how our perspective in life is so fucked up that we think there's only one way to live. And there's people out there that's just living so fucking free and just being the best them, and I can't do nothing but respect it, because I still barricade myself behind these walls every day. And every day I find myself, you know, reinforcing brick after brick. Like, I have a whole brick wall up, and I'm reinforcing that brick wall with another brick wall. And I just gotta really take time to figure out fully what that happiness for me means. So I'm mentioning that to you guys to maybe help y'all get the ball rolling, because growing up, especially a little black girl growing up, like, they don't tell you you got all these options. They all you know is you're supposed to work hard and, you know, make, you know, change your track out every now and then and make sure that no one can see the grill in your tracks. Or, you know, make sure your eyelashes don't make you fly away. Talk proper. Don't be too ratchet or hood. You know, like, you're supposed to be thicker than a snicker. And honestly, I'm an ice cream, honey. I'm an ice cream. My body don't make no sense. I am the letter P. How you doing? You know? So, I'm like, my podcast. So, what I'm trying to get across in this whole thing, in this message, is just what I've learned this week that's really helped me cope. I've learned the 5-second rule. If you don't do it in 5 seconds, it'll be done. I've learned the rule of see the good in everything, because you're training your mind to come out of what the normal is. I've learned that being born a woman doesn't necessarily mean like you have to follow all the mapped out instructions of what every woman before you has done. Like, we're in 2020, it's 2020 vision. The world is fucked up right now. And sometimes the best way to like rebuild a view and the idealisms is to just have shit tear the fuck up to the point where it don't make sense. So if you want to make a change in your life, like, now is the time to just step out and make that change completely. And that's what I'm starting to realize. And it's really sad and kind of scary for me that I'm at a place in my life where, like, the craziness, it's okay to me. Like, it could be a whole bunch of shit around me burning down, and I am, like, so calm. I'm so calm. Or if I find myself being like really hyped up and like frustrated and I'm consumed by all the different emotions that would bring nothing but fear, I talk to myself and I say, self, you got to go sit down and calm down. And I will literally, in the middle of all my frustrations, I will drop everything and I'll calm down. And it's the simplest in your mind, just thinking of a blank space and calming the F down. And that's where I've been at lately. So I wanted to share that for anybody who got anxiety or, and that's what I should just fucking call this shit. The whole pod, this whole segment is going to be called Anxiety 2020. Because literally, I'm the kind of person that needs to know when, where, how, what, and why. And 2020 does not allow me to know that at all. I am like literally living a person who has anxiety's worst fear right now. And I'm actually doing pretty good. I'm doing good. I haven't gotten a bottle of Merlot or Alizé. Or Smirnoff. I'm doing good. Like, I'm figuring out how to self-soothe. And I'm not saying I'm on the bottle. You know what I'm saying? That ain't me. But every now and then, I like a sippy sip out of the bottle. You feel me? Balance. Equilibrium. there's the word, equilibrium is something that I'm getting in tune with. And I'm realizing...
Equal D's nuts.
I'm done. I'm so bad. Oh, God. Nah, but she got a point, though. Sometimes you just gotta be like, fuck it, bro. So, or for those of you that are proper bucket, you know, I don't want to put that word on it, but bucket. But to my in my conclusion today, the ultimate thing I want you guys to take away from, you know, listening to all of this rant, even though it wasn't perfectly bulletin point, I want you guys to take away your happiness is important too. Like, you're valued, you're loved, you matter. I mean, one last story and I'll let you guys go. But I remember, you're loved, you're valued. But more importantly, we have to start loving and valuing each other. So I was out doing something, and when I was out doing it, it was laundry day. Yeah, I was out doing something, and then there was this brother in the car looking at me. And he seen me and that I was in need of help. And it took like me doing it myself like 2-3 times for him to like, for him to like really like lock eyes and like look like he wanted to say something, but he didn't. It ended up being, ooh, he is so fine. Hello.
Where?
My God. Oh. Girl, the truck blocking the view. He got the beard with the, sorry, y'all. I just got touched by him. Yes, girl. Yes. Did you see him?
No, but I seen her. And I seen the back of his
head. She is delicious. Oh. Nah, ain't that serious? I'm sorry, y'all, but it's something about seeing a chocolate brother these days that just do something down my spine. Oh. Okay. I'm back. I'm like blushing. I don't even know the motherfucker, but he is that fine. But what I was trying to say was, you know, when we see each other, we can't be out here like fighting with everybody else and then not supporting and helping and loving on each other. So the guy seeing me, I needed help. He didn't help me. He looked at me while I was like struggling to open the door. And then when I walked in the door, like back to the same thought process, finding the good and everything, I thought, damn, yo, the level of strength and the tenacity that we have as Black women is just so fucking beautiful, because I kept doing it. And in my mind, I'm like, get it done, get it done, get it done, get it done. Get it done. Don't think, don't blame, just do it. Not do, but do it. Do it. I did it. And I was just thinking, every day, stepping out there as Black women and Black men, we got to have a tenacity about it. When people think that they're tearing us down, you know, when they're hurting and harming us, it's really making us build up like, what's the word I'm looking for, y'all? It's on the tip of my tongue. We're the build up, like we're building up a, oh my God. A tolerance. You said tower? Thank you. It did help me get there, though. We're building up a tolerance. A tolerance to, like, all the wrong. And then it's like, instead of us giving it back with, like, hatred, we're not giving it back with hatred. We just, like, we're spewing out gold love. Like, I'm dripping in gold. Just straight love. You know what I'm saying? Now, you know, you cut my daughter or some shit like that, you know, my son or whatever the case is, then shit get real crazy. But when you were shooting all them bulletins and darts at me, all I got to give you back is love. You know what I'm saying? Now, if it come where it's and this is me speaking figuratively. I'm not saying if you literally shooting bullets at me, all I got to give you is love. All I'm doing is bleeding, bitch. And I don't need that. So you ain't gonna play with me like that. But what I am saying is, it's like the hatred where I feel like this generation needs something to be like, this is enough. The level of emotions that's being aroused, like riled up right now, it's just compounding to make basically move us in a trajectory of we got to do for us and focus on us. And basically, like, a lot of people are now starting to see that the numbers that we really bring in when it comes to like a profit margin and shit like that, like, we really move numbers because we putting into other people. But if we was really sitting and putting into our own communities, we would see that, what's the word I'm looking, I can't think of the words right now because this is a really random spiel, but we would see some shit shake. We would see our businesses move faster. And I pledge to be a young black business owner one day and a mogul at that, that'll put other people on. That day is going to come. But right now, you know what I'm saying, everything starts off with a mustard seed. You know what I'm saying? You got to see a necessity for it before you can really bring it into flourishing. And I see a necessity for me to become a young black mogul. A female enterprise black mogul at that. Like a mommypreneur. You know what I'm saying? I see that there's a purpose that I'm needed. So even if I'm only out here selling peppermints, it's business and taxing you. So that's really all I wanted to say. You know what I'm saying? You're loved, you're valued, and I see your tenacity. I see you, brother. You look so good. You look melanated. I see you, sister. I'm just saying that body, that shape, them curves. You ain't got no breaks, girl. Like, I see you, and I just, oh my God, I just love everything that is the black woman and the black man. And it really took me being a sister that engaged in bringing a child into this world with another nationality for me to really comprehend that, damn, nah, I need to give that love to myself. And that's a whole other story that I could elaborate on, but we're not going to get into that because I always believe in certain things when it comes to your children being private. So that's it, really. So, my name is Nefertiti, or you can call me Nefertiti if you want to be funny. Thank you again for tuning in. I don't even got to ask you to like or subscribe, you know, you thumbs up, share the video. This is just a little rant of what I was thinking about, but, you know, love and let love and be loved, and I love you, period.